This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Baruch Mabam, welcome everyone to tonight's share on Parshas Va'era. Be not disturbed by the very powerful background music. Zmirois Hayuli Chukecha Beveis Megurai, the music of the Torah has been playing much louder, much more powerfully, for much longer. The Shurman Sefer Shemois are sponsored by the Zakheim family, L'Nishmas Reb Shmuel Eliezer ben Rabbi Yaakov, Zechar Levracha, and tonight's share is sponsored as a Chus for Shalema for Daphna Bas Chava Nechama. She should have her for Shalema Bekarov Mamish Besach Shar Chalei Yisrael. Also, tonight is January 13th. All the Hebrew Sfarim are on sale on the website until January 15th. So please check that out, rabbidg.com. Parshas Va'era. We have a very interesting subject. Tonight I want to thank my good friend Reb Rafi Weinberg for suggesting this topic for tonight's shiur. And that is the staff of Moshe Rabbeinu. The stick of Moshe Rabbeinu. We know that the stick of the Moshe is mentioned many times in the Chumash. In fact, one of the very interesting Marim HaKoymos tonight comes from the Sefer Beis Elikim. The Beis Elikim was written by Rav Moshe Mitrani. Rav Moshe Mitrani was a contemporary of the Arizal and the Beis Yosef in Tzfas, and he's buried right near them in the ancient cemetery in Tzfas. And he wrote a Sefer Beis Elikim. And he points out that in Parshas Shemois, which is the first time the Mateh appears, Hashem says, Mazeh biyodech, what are you holding? So Moshe says, Vayera Mateh, I'm holding a staff. And then it turned into a snake, and it turned back into a stick. And then Hashem says, Moshe, Besamata ze tikach biyodecha, take the stick. And Moshe took the stick. And then in this week's Parsha, Parshas Va'ira, when Paro speaks to you and he says, give him my face. Say to Aaron, take your stick. And Aaron threw the stick. And they threw the stick. And Aaron's stick swallowed. And the stick that turned into a snake. We have many mentions of the stick in this week's Parsha. And in Parsha's Boy, of course, when Moshe gets to the Yam, Vayet Moshe, Es Mateu. Parsha's Beshalach, Harem Es Matecha. Parsha's Chukas. Parsha's Chukas, Moshe hits the rock with the stick. So the stick is mentioned how many times in Chamishe Chumshe Torah? 22 times. Keneged, the 22 letters of the Aleph Beis. So that is certainly of note. Why was the stick mentioned 22 times in the Chumash? Keneged, the 22 oisiois of the Torah. Furthermore, we come to the Medrash. The Medrash says in Parshas B'Shalach, number one on your sheets, Umate holeikim biyadai. Moshe says, the staff of God is in my hand. Well, says the Medrash, when Aaron's holding the stick, it's called Mate Aaron. When I'm doing miracles, it's called Mate Moshe. When God is doing miracles, it's called Mate Elohim. Whose stick was it? It's one stick, the Medrash says. There's one stick. The stick of God. It depends who's using it. God, Moshe, Aaron. But it's all the same stick in the opinion of the Medrash. In fact, the Beis Elikim writes that in a way the stick was equally used by Moshe, by Aaron, and by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By Aaron, he threw the stick and it turned into a snake. The first time he turned into a nachash. Second time it turned into a tannin. And then Aaron did dam with the stick, svardeya with the stick, kinim with the stick. Aaron did Ditzach, Dam Tzifardeya Kinim. So Aaron HaKoyen used the stick 5 times. Moshe Rabbeinu uses the stick 5 times. He hits the Tzur in Parshas B'Shalach. He hits the Sela in Parshas Chukas. Moshe does Barod with the stick. He does Arbe with the stick. He does Kriyas Yamsuf with the stick. By the way, many would probably not realize and know that many of the makos, the stick did nothing. The stick was just a stick in the mud. The only makos that the stick were used were Dan Sfardei Akinim by Aaron, Moshe, Barod, and Arbe. Vezehu, the other 5 makos, the stick was not used. So that begs the question, because we know what was written on the stick, the Tzach Hadash Biachav. Which, by the way, the Beis Elokim says another amazing remez. The gematria of the Tzach Hadash Biachav, which we know is famously 501. If you take the Mispar Katan of Dalet is 4, Tzadi is 9, Chaf is 2, Adash, Ayin is 7, Dalet is 4, Shin is 3, Be'achav, Bez is 2, Aleph is 1, Ches is 8, Bez is 2, you get 42, the name of Hashem. So the Tzach Hadash Be'achav is 42, the Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What? Of the Tzach Hadash Biachav, it doesn't mean anything. It's a mnemonic. It doesn't seem to mean anything. Actually, we gave a shiur last year of what the words the Tzach Hadash Biachav could mean. Ayin Sham BeTorahAnytime.com, what we said over there. But if I'm not mistaken, it has, the words have meaning themselves. Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshit says a pshat, anivus, humility, different perushim in what the words mean. Ditzach adash biachav. But thank you for reminding us. We have to look over there, we have to review what we learned last time. But simply,
which name of Hashem is 42?
The Shem Membez. The Gemara in Chagiga says that God has a 42-letter name, which is a very special name. That's alluded to in Ana B'chayach Gedulas Yemincha. Ana B'chayach Gedulas Yemincha is 42 letters. Ana B'chayach Gedulas. I'm not going to sing the whole thing right now, but that's the 42-letter name of Hashem. That's why in Kabbalah Shabbos, when you get to Ana B'chayach, you stand up. Why? Because it's Hashem's name. Now, that's one of the most important parts of Pesukei Dezimra of Kabbalah Shabbos. How do we know? Because many people skip it or just mumble it. That's how you know something's very important. Whenever the Yitzhara tries to... Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana, the great Tana and Makobo, Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana. Yeah, the letters are Aleph, Beis, yeah, yeah. Those are the Anu B'Kach, the mnemonic of the 42-letter name of Hashem. Okay.
When you finish the Roshani of Kippur, you finish many of the Piyutim, you say Anu B'Kach.
Yeah, so the Koyach, specifically of Anu B'Kach, is it's mala something from one Madrega to the next. So, for instance, when Klal Yisrael wanted to go from Mitzrayim to Eretz Yisrael, they made 42 masois to be mala to Eretz Yisrael. Or, you say it in Kriyat Shema Lamita, you want to lift up the neshama. In fact, we spoke about that in the Shirim on Parshas Matas Maseh, Ayin Sham TorahAnytime.com. It's connected to different Malachi Asharis. Each one has 6 wings. And the wings of the Malachim, they elevate from one Madrega to the next. Okay, be it as it may, we're learning that the mate of Moshe, according to the Medrash, was the same mate as the mate of Aaron, is the same mate as the mate of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, the Zohar HaKadosh disagrees with the Medrash. And the Zohar HaKadosh says that there was a mate of Moshe, there was a mate of Aaron, and they were actually made out of different materials. And the Zohar even asks, why is Moshe told, tell Aaron to take his staff? Why doesn't Hashem tell Moshe to use Moshe's staff? And the Zohar HaKadosh says, the matah of Aaron is not the matah of Moshe. The matah of Moshe was much holier than Aaron's matah. In fact, on Moshe's matah was engraved the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're going to discuss that soon. And since Rebbe Moshe did not want to defile the matah of Moshe, he had Aaron use his Mata. So that is the Shita of the Zohar. The Zohar is going L'shitasei. The Zohar Chadosh in Parshas B'Shalach also says the Mate of Moshe was not the Mate of Aaron, and the Mate of Aaron was not the Mate of Moshe. In fact, the Kli Yakar also points out that Moshe and Aaron had different Matois. And my friend Rav Nosson Waldler reminded me that we gave a shiur, Parshas Chukas, maybe 3 or 4 years ago, that the Rogachover learns that Moshe's mistake in hitting the rock is he used the wrong stick to hit the rock. Moshe's stick was made out of sanperinon, which is a stone. Aaron's maybe staff was made out of wood, and that's why it didn't do the job. But be it as it may, the position of the Medrash is that it's all one stick. The stick of Aaron is the stick of Moshe, is the stick of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we're going to learn that this was no ordinary stick. The Medrash says in number 5, the stick weighed 40 sah. It was made out of sanpurinon. And by the way, there is a famous legend with Moses Mendelssohn that sanpurinon has a special power that it could split water. In fact, somebody once brought to the Gra a sanpurinon stone, and it was put in a cup of water, and the water split. So the question was, oh, well then Kriyas Yamsuf was not a miracle because Moshe used his stick, and the stick was made of sanpurinon. So the natural process of sanpurinon is it splits water. So the Gra said, no, that's why Hashem told Moshe, hurry, mismatacha, lift your stick away, move the stick out of here, because I don't want anybody to say that your stick split the water. That's a shmooze. I'm Parshas B'Shalach, TorahAnytime.com, Ayin Shams. So that's already the fourth shir you need to listen to. But we're not discussing any of that tonight. Tonight we want to know, what does it say on Moshe's stick? Why did it need to say all of this information? We mentioned only 5 of the makos were performed with the stick, so why does it have to say, Tzach Hadash B'Achav? By the way, the Chassam Sofer brings from the Gra that not everybody agrees it says the Tzach Hadash B'Achav. Only Rabbi Yehuda holds that he gave a simen, the Tzach Hadash B'Achav. The Chachomim say, we don't need a mnemonic, it's not rocket science, Dam Svardei Akinam Arav Dever. And according to the Chachomim, it said on the stick, Dam Svardei, it said the whole retinue, the whole list of the makos in Bimiluam. So the Chassam Sofer learns it's actually a machlokes tanoim, what it said on the stick, the mnemonic or the full version of the makos. But one thing all the Medrash say together is that the stick was 40 sah. That's it's a very heavy stick. That means it's the weight of a mikvah. Which, by the way, the Rugged Shavar says that was Moshe when he hit the rock and he hit it with wood. Wood is mekabel tumah. So now the mikvah that came out of the rock is not a valid mikvah. So the Jews couldn't go to the mikvah. So if there's no taras hamishpacha, there's no shalom bayis. So it was Mei Meriva, the Rugged Shavar says. They were fighting because the woman couldn't go to the mikvah. If he would have hit her with the rock, then the mikvah would have been a kosher mikvah, and there would have been Shalom Bayis, and it wouldn't have been Mei Meriva. That's the Rugged Shavar in Shalos Teshuvos Safnas Paneach and the Rugged Shavar Ala Torah. That's a separate shmuz that we're not going to get into tonight. Now, the Yalkut Ruvenia number 7 brings its machlokes tanoim. Was the stick made out of wood, or was the stick made out of stone? The Chachamim say it was made out of stone. Sanpurinon, Rabbi Yehuda says it was made out of wood. Where did Moshe find the stick? Obviously, by the Shver's house. Where else do you find a good stick? Right? It's well known that in the Shver's house, I'm not saying from personal experience, it's Yadua Umeforsam, that you find sticks by the Shver. And Moshe found it in the backyard by the Shver. That's why, after Hashem said, here's the stick, Moshe ran back to Yisro's house. Tosfos asked, what's the connection between Yisro's house and the stick? That's where Moshe got the stick from. Okay, fine. So now Moshe got a 40-saw stick by his Shver's backyard. What did it say? Either the Tzach Hadash B'Achav or all the makos together. So the first thing we want to work a little bit backwards, and we want to learn the Beis Elokim, the Mabit, Rav Moshe Mitrani, has a very long essay and exposition on the stick of Moshe Rabbeinu. First of all, he points out that the word mateh appears 22 times in the Chumash. Furthermore, as we're going to see, this is not a regular stick. You know, this is not like, I don't know, a baseball bat, a hockey stick. This stick, we're going to see, has a long-standing tradition. Adam Arishon had the stick. Ira, you had the stick? No, you want to ask a question. What do you want to say?
Wasn't it Gan Eden or something?
Yeah, we're going to learn about that. You know this year already.
Well, the makos written on the stick preemptively or after they did them all?
Did it say, Moshe's like, when in the world is the Tzach Hadash B'Achav?
No, but I'm saying, did it list all the makos actually on the stick, or did it, after each one was done, did it actually
I don't know. That's a good point. In other words, Moshe had this mysterious stick. especially according to the Chachamim, that it said that all the makos on it. Moshe is probably wondering, you know, why does it talk about lice on the stick? I hear it. We're going to see it said other information on the stick. But that's a good question. Furthermore, Beis HaLikim wants to know, this stick had a long-standing tradition. Adam had it, Chanoich had it, Noach had it, and Avraham had the stick, Yitzchak had the stick, Yaakov had the stick, Yosef had the stick, Moshe had the stick. Why? We know that the stick was special stick. It was when was it created? Erev Shabbos ben Hashmashas. It's one of the 10 things that was created, Erev Shabbos ben Hashmashas. But the other items, let's say the worm. It's not like there's a tradition. Avraham had a little cage for the worm, and he said, Yitzchak, I want to present something to you on your bar mitzvah. Here's the worm. And then Yitzchak gave the worm to Yaakov. There's no like special tradition of the deliverance of the worm or the rainbow. Whenever they needed these items, the items appeared. Yet the stick had to be given over by Mesoira from one generation to the other. And the Beis HaLikim addresses that question. Another very important question is that every single instruction that God gives about the stick, nobody ever listened to Hashem. Every dozen, for example, by Makas Tzardeya, Hashem says, Neteyas yodcha b'matecha, stretch out your hand with the stick. Vayir Aaron es yadoi, Aaron stretched out his hand. Where's the stick? Nah, he didn't stick it out with the stick. By Makas Borod and Arbe, Moshe was told, Neteyas yodcha, stretch out your hand. Nothing about the stick. So what does Moshe do? Vayir Moshe's Mateu. Moshe stretches out the stick. Whenever anybody's told, hit with the stick, they hit without the stick. Anytime somebody's told, hit, stretch out your hand, they use the stick. Take the stick, they don't use the stick. And not only that, every time they're given instructions and they don't listen, those are the only makos that it says, Vayas Moshe v'Aaron kasha tziv Hashem. And all the other makos, where they followed instructions, it doesn't say it. Simon says, right? What's going on? Every time Aaron's told, take the stick, he doesn't take the stick. Stretch out your hand with the stick, he stretches out his hand without the stick. Moshe's told, stretch out your hand, takes the stick. And it says they listen to Hashem. Says the Beis HaLikim, of all the items that was created in Hashmashos on Friday, the most important item was the stick, and that's because with the stick was performed the most important feats that were ever accomplished in the history of the world, namely the Makos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, ask the Beis HaLikim, why do I need a stick to make a makkah? I mean, question. God wants to bring in animals. So I like to say over every year, what do the animals do? So imagine if, you know, you get somebody rings the bell, ding dong. So you figure it's a mashulach. No, it's not a mashulach, it's an elephant. You know? Fine, so you don't open the door. You look out, the people, you know, who there's a tiger there, there's a giraffe. You know, there's a dinosaur. They had dinosaurs back then, probably. And so you keep the door locked. No problem. The Medrash says, octopus came, used one of those suction cups, sucked out the lock, and then the animals walked in. It's not fun, by the way. An elephant walks into the house. I once had a zechus to give a yarche kala in South Africa. On a safari. So we were out in the forest, not in the forest, in the field, and there was an elephant a half a mile away, and it was mamish sakonas nefashos. Because, you know, they take the binoculars, and you see the elephant is schwitzing, which means he wants to kill, and, you know, you're already too close. So, you know, it's probably not a good thing if there's an elephant at the front door. So, here it is, the Ribbono Shel Olam is making miracles. You need it. Oh, now that there's a stick, oh, now we understand how all the animals were summoned. Like, what does the stick do exactly? How does the stick make the miracles more possible? God wants to make a miracle, he doesn't need a little stick. I mean, yes stick, no stick, a miracle is a miracle. So basically, Kim says a very interesting idea. He says a miracle, Hashem does not like to make miracles. Because making a miracle demonstrates there's something wrong with the way he created the world. God created the world that animals live in the jungle, and human beings live in the home, and elephants don't come to your front door. So if an elephant's coming to the front door, that means God created something wrong. I mean, God doesn't like to change nature. The Lashon of the Beis HaLikim, it's matil mum bebriyas ha'olam. However, if the Ribbono Shel created an item during Briyas HaOlam with which he could summon a miracle, then it's not like that Hashem created any deficiency in creation. It's the reason Hashem's not changing anything. This stick that was created from the 6 days of the Bria has in it, and I would add what Ira's Ha'ara, it already says on it, the Tzacha Dash B'Achav, that means it was already programmed from the time of Bria Sa'ilam, that when the time comes, we're going to summon certain miraculous events. So it's not like there's a problem with the Bria. This was programmed into the Bria. That's why the Ribbono Shel Olam specifically used something that was created, Misheshes, Yimei Bereishis, to make a miracle. But still says the Beis HaLikim, Kim, it's not logical that a stick could make a miracle. That's why this was no ordinary stick. It said the name of God on it. It said Tzach Hadash B'Achav. So that was the first function of the stick, to perform the greatest feats that were ever accomplished. But furthermore, says the Beis HaLikim, there was another important element of the stick, and that is he who carries the stick is the man of prophecy. You ever hear that expression? I didn't think so, because I just made it up, right? But it basically goes like this. Moshe Rabbeinu carrying the stick indicated he is the most important person in Klal Yisrael. He's going to make miraculous events. He's going to take us out of Mitzrayim. He's our leader. God investing him with this stick demonstrated the greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu. Even though with the stick not all the miracles were done, the fact that he had the stick on which were written all the miracles, the Tzach Hadash B'Achav, indicated his greatness. And then the Beis HaLikim has a diuk that when Moshe Rabbeinu was hesitant to lead the Jewish people out of Mitzrayim, Hashem said, what do you mean? Ma'azeb yadecha. What are you holding? And Moshe said, a stick. God says, enough said. If you understand you're the one holding the stick, that means you're selected to take the Jewish people out of Mitzrayim. And he even has a diuk, when Moshe takes the stick, he didn't take the stick to demonstrate he's the man, he's the leader. He only took the stick to be able to perform the miracles of Hashem.
Was Kriyas Yamsuf written on the stick too?
No, excellent point. About the Beis HaLikim writes, actually it's a Tos Sofer in the Beis HaLikim. So if you read the Beis HaLikim, it reads that Kriyas Yamsuf was said on the Mateh. He means it wasn't said on the Mateh. Only the miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim proper were written on the Mateh. Nothing else was written on the Mateh. Now, Hashem tells Moshe and Aaron, V'yas ha-Mateh hazeh tikach biyadecha. Take this stick. You know what Hashem was telling Moshe? And Aaron, the stick is yours. You could do whatever you want with it. You could stick out your hand and hold the stick in the left hand. You could flip the stick. You could put it in your pocket. You could put it in your shirt. It doesn't matter. The stick is yours. You have full discretion to use the stick however you want. So Moshe and Aaron took the liberty to change it up. Every time Hashem said one thing, they did a different thing because they wanted to show the Mitzriim. The miracle doesn't lay, it's not latent in the stick. The miracle is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The stick is just something with which the Ribbono Shel Olam invested in us the ability to perform miracles. But the fact that they didn't listen to the T to what exactly Hashem said, they did listen. Because what Hashem said was, the stick is yours to be able to do with it whatever you want. Another interesting thing, by the way, is this is a diuk that I never heard before. How many times do the makos appear in the Chumash? Dam, Sfardeya, Kinim. Dam is written 5 times. Sfardeya, 11 times. Kinim, 5. Arayv, 7. Dever, 1. Shchin, 4. Barad, 14. Arba, 2. Arba 6, Choshech 3, Magaz Bukharas 8 times. A total of 72. We know that the number 72 is a very significant number when it comes to Yetzias Mitzrayim. We had a shir on that, Parshas Beshalach, Ayin Sham, TorahAnytime.com. But we never saw, and at least I never saw, that there's a significance to the number of times the total the Makos were written in the Torah HaKadoshah. So they were written 72 times. Says the Beis Elikim, because of the importance of the stick had to be given over b'mesayra from Adam to Noach, to Chanoich, to Noach, to Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and Yosef, and Moshe Rabbeinu. What happened to the stick? Where the stick is now? We are going to investigate right now, imminently. I know you're very excited about this, so we're going to get right to it. What was written on the stick so far? We saw the Tzach Hadash B'Achav. Take a look at number 11 in the Yalkut Shemayni. Yalkut Shemayni says in Remez Kuf Samaches, on the stick was Chakuk Shem Hashem Elohim Tzavakos. So this was a more elongated form of the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Medrash Seichel Toiv says that this stick was created Bein HaShemashos. It was Moshe got it from the Shver. The Shver got it from Yosef HaTzadik. It was written the Shema Mefayrosh. Moshe split the sea with it. He brought water from the rock with it. He weakened Amalek with it. Where is it? It was Nignaz in the Oyel Moed. And in the days of Yirmiyah, it was hidden together with the Aroin and the Luchais and the Kli HaKodesh. So where the stick is today, it's buried somewhere, together with all the lost treasures of antiquity. The Aroin and the...
Why wasn't it given to Yeshua?
So we're going to deal with that question in a bit as well. Yeah. Well, Yeshua split the sea. But it's, at least from the Medrash Seichel Toiv, it doesn't say that Moshe gave it to Yeshua. One thing at a time. By the way, look in the Ritva. The Ritva on the Haggadah Shel Pesach, by the way, tonight's Rosh Chodesh, Haggadah Shel Pesach, 2.5 months. Wow. 10 weeks. 10 weeks from tonight is Seder night. What? Shvat. Shevet. The stick. Okay, that's not bad. Shvat stands for Shalom, Bracha, and Toiva. So, Yivan Shem should give us Shalom, Bracha, and Toiva. And by the way, on Rosh Chodesh Shvat, Moshe taught the Torah to Klal Yisrael. The Sefer Devarim was Vayehi Be'arboim Shana Be'ashtei Asar Chodesh Be'achal Lachodesh. Moshe taught the Torah to Klal Yisrael on Rosh Chodesh Shvat. Why Rosh Chodesh Shvat? Because on Rosh Chodesh Shvat, the sap rises in the tree, and man is like a tree, so that's when the chidushim start to rise up in the mind. That's according to Beis Shammai. Avada, Moshe Paskin's like Beis Shammai. Moshe says, Loi ish devarim anoichi, soife teva Shammai. Why does Moshe Paskin like Shammai? He's a Shammai man. Moshe says, God, I can't take them out of Egypt. I'm a Shammai man. Hashem says, don't worry, Aaron will be the Hillel man. Hu yia l'chol l'peh, he'll be Hillel. You be the Shammai. Moshe paskin like Shammai because also lovely. We're going to paskin like Shammai, but we paskin like Hillel. So we start major chidushim on Tu B'Shvat. But already tonight we start l'kavod Moshe Rabbeinu, chidushei Torah, especially about Moshe's stick. So what else does it say about Moshe's stick?
Before the Baskal,
like in Yevamos, before the Baskal. By the way, when Rabbi Chanan writes and the Malbim says when Mashiach comes, we're going to paskin like Shammai. So Moshe Rabbeinu, if he would have taken us into Eretz Yisrael, we would have passed like Shammai. So Moshe Rabbeinu is always in the geder of the Achras Hayomim. So Moshe is a Shammai man. Okay, let's continue. The Ritva says that on the stick were all the various tziruf ha'isiyos with which Hashem created heaven and earth. Weiter, Rav Shloima, you know what else it says on the stick? The Targum Yonasan Uziel, Ben Uziel says, on the stick had the Shem HaMefayrash and the 22 letters of the Aleph Beis. Excuse me. And the 10 Makos. And the 3 Avos. Who are the 3 Avos? Your mama's on a roll tonight. And who else? And who else? The 6 Imahos. Who are the 6 Imahos? Bilan Zilpah. They're all on there. All the names are on there. Now, the Yalkut Ruveni says, you know who else is on there? The Malach Gavriel, he's also on the stick. All of these things are on the stick. Now, let's talk about the history of the stick. Rafi was saying we have to talk about the history and the time travel of the stick. So the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar says in Perek Mem, the Mateh was created Bein HaShmashos, and it was given to Adam HaRishon. Now, watch this. When was Adam HaRishon kicked out of Gan Eden? Bein HaShmashos. So as Adam is being kicked out of Gan Eden, Hashem said, wait a second, one last goodie. You know, like when you're leaving your parents' house and after Yom Tov, so they're sending you home, but they send you home with a package. So Hashem throws Adam, get out of here, but take the stick with you. As he's being thrown out, Bein HaShmashos, he has the stick with him. Adam gave it to Chanoich. Chanoich gave it to Noach. Noach gave it to Shem. Shem gave it to Avraham. Avraham gave it to Yitzchak. Yitzchak to Yaakov. Yaakov brought it down to Mitzrayim. And he gave it to Yosef. When did he give it to Yosef? Look at number 18. When Yaakov says to Yosef, here I'm giving you Shechem Achad al Achicha, I'm giving you an extra portion, he gave him the stick. We don't know who's Yehuda. We don't know anything about the man. So Yosef has the stick, and then Yosef died. And it was put in the palace of Parai. And one of the Chartumim in Mitzrayim was Yisrael. Yisrael was a soothsayer. By the way, you know who were the main Chartumim of Parai? This man. What did he have for? What did your wife feed you for supper? Bilam. No, almost. The main Chartumim of Parai were the sons of Bilam, Yunus and Yumbarus. They were the chief. They made the Egel and the Midbar. They were the Chartumim of Parai. By the way, the Baal HaTurim says in this week's Parsha, Oidcha mistoilel ba'ami levilti rashi tevois Bilam. Bilam's involved with everything. Bilam's the one who gave Parai the advice to kill the Jews. That's another pshat. The Lavan bikesh lakar sakol. Lavan wanted to shut everything. Lavan is Bilam. So Yisroi sees the stick and he sees all dam tzvardeya kinim arayv, all these gishmaka makos. He says, I'm going to take it home. And he planted it in his garden. And nobody could uproot it. Moshe comes. He says, you know what? Moshe reads the matah, and he picks it up. He sees Moshe takes the matah, reads the matah, uproots the matah. Yisro says, he's going to redeem the Jewish people. Here, take my daughter. Now, by the way, it wasn't so simple. The Pashup Shad, according to Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, is it's a nice shidduch. Yisro is looking for a strong man to marry his daughter. Nobody could uproot the stick. By the way, I would say this is only according to the Shita that the stick was stone. Well, it was wood. If it was stone, it's doubtful it's growing in his backyard. Anyway, this is the...
Where did your story get it from?
He got it from the palace. He's a soothsayer. He's practicing sorcery there. And now, that's what it says. If you look in Tosfos, though, Tosfos says it's not such a pashat shidduch that the Shver was looking for a... Gezunta, Edim, and he picked out Moshe. No. The stick emanated, look at number 20, fire. And Moshe sees God's name and the Makos, the Tzachadash Bachav, and he's reading it. And he says, oh no, this guy's going to take the Jewish people out of Mitzrayim. And Yisroi takes his future Edim and he throws him into a deep pit. And Moshe can't get out. And you know who saves Moshe's life? Sipaira. So it's not so posh that, oh, the Shver said, oh, such a nice Edim, why don't you marry my daughter? No, no, he tried to kill him. Why are people shaking their head? Like, oh. So, anyway, and Sipara saved his life. Okay. That's the story based on Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar. And by the way, that's what it says in Yalkut Shemayni, number 18. Shemais. Yaakut Shemoyni Parshas Chukas says a different Maisa. Kaches HaMateh. This is what it says in Tehillim. Matei Uzcha Yishalach Hashem Yitzion. A staff of strength God will send forth from Zion. It was in the hands of Yaakov. What did Yaakov do with it? Ki b'makli avarti es ha'yarden. Who did Yaakov give it to? Yehuda. Chaysamcha uvsilecha umatcha asher biyadecha. What's the matter? Yehuda has Yaakov's stick. And then it went to Moshe. And then it went to Aaron. And then it went to David. And it's in the hand of every single king until the Beis HaMikdash will be, until the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and then the staff will go to the Melech HaMashiach. Question number one. There's a machlokes between the two Yalkut Shemaynis. The Perkei de Rav Elazar and the Yalkut Shemaynis say that Yaakov brought it down to Mitzrayim and he gave it to Yosef. The Yalkut Shemaynis in Chukah says Yaakov gave it to Yehuda, who gave it to Moshe. So did it go to Yosef or did it go to Yehuda? Both.
Yosef gave it to Yehuda.
They both got thus. But Pashup Shad is, Yaakov brought it down to Mitzrayim. If he brought, so maybe you could say, first Yaakov gave it to Yehuda, and Yehuda gave it to Tamar, and Tamar gave it back to Yehuda. And then when they got to Mitzrayim, Yaakov says to Yehuda, okay, Yehuda, you're not the king anymore. Yosef's the king. Give it to Yehuda. Give it to Yosef.
Yosef was the king.
But the Medrash Yaakov Shmoini says that Yehuda gave it to Moshe, not Yosef. And anyway, L'chaira, who was the real king in Mitzrayim? Yehuda or Yosef? No, we had a shir on this, that it was Yehuda. That's why Yaakov said to Yehuda to build the yeshiva. So, one pshat is, I guess, he gave it to Yehuda and then he asked for it back. And then he gave it to Yosef, but that doesn't fit with the Yalkut Shemoni that it went from Yehuda to Moshe. So I have two ways to look at it. Do you think it really means that there's this one stick and Yaakov had it and then Yaakov gave it to Yosef and then Yosef gave the stick to Moshe and Moshe gave it to Aaron and it's the same exact stick? Or is it like many midrashim that are understood allegorically that the stick means that there's a special siyata d'shmaya and koyach invested in the manhag of Klal Yisrael to be able to perform miracles, to be able to lead the Jewish people with strength, with valor, with courage, with siyata d'shmaya. That's the mate elokim. It's not a specific piece of wood. And it went to Yosef and it went to Yehuda because it's not one specific stick. Or can we say as follows? Yehuda got a piece of it and Yosef got a piece of it. They both got a piece of the stick. Really? You could split the stick in half? Maybe that's what the Haftarah of Parshas Vayigash is. That La'asid Lavai, what's the Haftarah of Vayigash? Yehuda's going to take his stick and Yosef's going to take his stick. V'hayu le'etz echad, it's going to become one. But until then, there were two branches of it. You know, the same way you could have different branches of Hasidism, you could have different branches of the stick. L'asad lavai, they'll all come together, and now you have different dimensions of it. Okay, something to think about.
Are we talking just about the history of the stick, or why do we need a stick? What does it come to do? Why that?
Again, the Beis Elokim says the stick represented something that was around when Hashem created the world, so that in order to perform a miracle, Hashem's not just contravening nature, but He's using something that was created from the time of Bria Sa'olam. It marked the godless of Moshe. It marked Hashem's appointment and inauguration of Moshe. By the way, interestingly, the Yaakov Raveni says in 21, where did the stick come from? It was a piece of the Eitz Hadas. The stick of Moshe was a piece of the Eitz Hadas Toivera. So again, l'chor, that means it was wood. And now you could clear, because we know there are different opinions, what the Eitz Hadas was. Is it an esrog? Is it a te'ina? Is it a chita? Is it a gefen? Is it all of the above? So that means Moshe's stick, you know, esrogim, te'inim. Okay. comes the Abarbanel, and the Abarbanel ends with a whopper. Let's look at number 22. Umibnei shahoya hamate kli ha'alekiyis barach lifol hanaflois, because this kli was a kli of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to perform wonders, it was given to the master of all prophets. Even Yehoshua ben Nun could not use the stick. Who asked about Yehoshua? I thought so. He wasn't allowed to use it. Yeshua used the kidon. What's a kidon? Maze kidon? Yes. Kidon's a spear. Yeshua uses Vayor Mashem Yeshua, Nete Bekidon Ashabiyatcha. The mate represents mastery, Yecholes, Adnos. The kidon is just something that somebody takes to go out to war. There's a stick of Moshe and a stick of Aaron. The stick of Aaron was placed before the Aaron, lemishmeres, like the Torah writes in Parshas Korach. And what else was there? A jug of man, a jug of oil. What happened to it? Yoshio hid it. And we don't know where it is anymore. What about the stick of Moshe, says Abarbanel? No information is given, not in the Chumash, not in Tabin Bavli, not in Talmud Yushami. It says nowhere what happened to the stick of Moshe. Not in the Ksuvim, not in the Gemara. We don't know. Therefore, you need to say, when Moshe went up to Har HaAvorim to die, he took the stick, and the stick was buried with him, because God did not want any other human being to use it again. Why? Just like Moshe was the greatest Navi, and just like the miracles of Moshe were the greatest, Loi kam k'Moshe b'nevuah, and in all the miracles that he did, so too the stick that he had, nobody else was allowed to use. So you could ask, but doesn't the Yalkut Shemini says Mashiach's going to use it? So how could you say that Hashem didn't want anyone to use it, but Mashiach's going to use it? No? So based on what we said the last 2 weeks on Archaim HaKadosh, Moshe, Ma Shahaya, Moshe's Mashiach. So it's not like it's a new user. It's the same username, same password, same individual. Moshe could use it. Now what is a little shmer is the Yalkut Shemini says that after Moshe, it went to Aaron, it went to David, it went to all the Malchei based David until the Churban. That doesn't seem to work out with what the Abarbanel says. But certainly there was something extra supernatural about the stick. It is a stick that plays a major role throughout the Chumash. 22 times in the Chumash, the Mateh is mentioned. Shemois, Va'era, Boi, Bishalach, Chukas, 5 Parashios, 22 times. The Tzach Hadash B'Achav, Gematria, 42. The Makos are mentioned 72 times. And there's an idea, the Chavis Havavai says, that the two greatest gifts that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave Klal Yisrael in our history are the Torah and the miracles and the Nisim. Because through both, we gain a real awareness of the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And through the stick, which by the way said the name of Hashem, because of course, Paroi, he knows there's a God. Paroi, he heard Etzba Elohim. Yosef told Paroi, Elohim Yane Shloim Paroi. But Paroi believes in Elohim, he doesn't believe in Yud Kei Vav Kei. He says, Mi Hashem Asher Eshma B'Koilai. So Moshe would wag that stick with the Yud Kei Vav Kei in his nose. You want to know who Hashem is? Here, take that. Don't be a stick in the mud, Paroi. Look at the stick. The stick, I'm going to stick it to you. And that's ultimately, we stuck it to Paroi. And the stick of Moshe remained the Mate Moshe. We fight Amalek with that stick. And Be'ezus Hashem, we hope to see the stick again soon with the Melech HaMashiach, Sheyavai, B'mher V'yameinu, Amen. Shkoyach, everyone. Shkoyach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.